this is a poem called Edenic, and it's also in Indictus, forthcoming. Edenic. We fell into something much colder than the men who mouth the word green behind coxcombs. I have green branches between my legs. Sometimes a leaf falls through. I have a beard where theory used to live to explain why I wept all the way through the left hand of darkness. I'm so proper these days. I blushed at the mention of petticoats, the boredom of my government. How could I ever call these horny cheeks a constitution? My skinniness examines the ontological use of post-industrial emptiness through the lens of capitalism and outbreak, so I couldn't possibly touch a crumb or misspell the motives of my brethren. The last time my childhood friend and I got together, we discussed our rapes over pancakes. Naturally, pancakes are all I can ever stomach now. As a girl, I was petrified of Le Guin's description of rain as a flaw of rain. Father gave me a gold coin and told me to bite down. I was the perfect Jewess. I interchanged guilt and guilt most beautifully. I couldn't smile enough the day the final breath exited the final man, but that's another story. The men tried to save themselves. Their lives were a cold radiator. It made no difference, chocolate, gold. But never mind that. Here's the other story. A man let a girl into a closet and bit down. Her cat escaped his leg when he left. It isn't much of a story. It never became a story at all.
As mentioned, the great thing about, you know, even starting at the Atlas Review, for example, there's just this myriad of websites that, yeah, maybe back in the day they would have been zines, but it's also accessible. And so I read an interview that you had done about your own poetry with Megan Giddings, who's the executive editor of the Smoke Long Quarterly.
Yeah.
And so there was a quote that, like, I think needs to be on one of those, like, you know, here's your motto and it's on a board and you hang it from a string in the bathroom or in the kitchen or whatever. But your statement was, it was advice for writers, and you wrote, be insane, piss on the sheets. So I was
wondering. Be insane and piss on the sheets. Yeah. It's funny, like, I was thinking, like, I hope I remember what I said, you know, but I do remember that one.
So could you maybe elaborate a little bit on that meaning for us?
Yes. Be insane and piss on the sheets. Coming to you in the form of a mug and a tote bag.
Exactly.
So, okay. There's a lot of very excellent, well-crafted poetry and fiction and nonfiction out there that is safe, you know, and that is not a disservice to the work. Safe in a way that it needed to rely on a certain standard of writing, and it was put into the world and celebrated. I have no problem with that. Myself, like, I think, you know, great, do your thing, get that paycheck, get published, get that on your CV. But I do think it's important as artists to, you know, break away from those standards, to know the standards first, maybe, for sure, and then to ravage the sheets, you know, go crazy. Like, I imagine, to build on a different metaphor, you carefully craft a vase in a kiln. You know, you form it from clay, you put it in the kiln, you wait, and then you have a vase, and it's beautiful. And then you put water in it, and that's the water. It's a vase, you put flowers in it. And then I recommend after that breaking it on the floor, you know, and just seeing what happens at that point when the water's everywhere, the glass is everywhere. I just think that it's important to write into the cracks and to write into the parts that you are afraid to ruffle. So in a way, like, you know, the idea of being sane and piss on the sheets is you make your bed and then you just go crazy and in the most crude way I can think of, release all the anguish that you have and just do what you need to do to write your thing. You know, at the end of the day, like, don't do it for anybody other than yourself. You know, continue maybe on having an alter ego, writing your good money-making words, but then be an artist, not a careerist about that art. Just do what you need to do to be alive for yourself.